Do you have zoomers, Teresa? What? Not yet, no.
So no.
So we'll approve the minutes dated May 22nd, 2025.
I will move to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Alright, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes approved. Road update? Mike here.
Road set of the paving bids.
Yep.
I got one from Pike, I don't have it, I think I lost it, I didn't get an email copy, it was around $73,000 for School Street, Negro Place. It wasn't even all of School Street. And then I got a quote from All Things Asphalt for all of School Street, Negro Place. Cindy, do you have that with you?
It's in the folders.
I think School Street was $43,000 and Negro Place was $13,000 something.
JBO $13,600. School Street $45,800.
Yeah, and then they're supposed to give me a price to do in front of the fire station and then the parking area at the town clerk store store up there.
What was this second company that was on?
That one, All Things Asphalt.
And remind me, how much did we, does anybody know how much we allocated for that?
Can you give me the town report, I can tell you.
Well, no, it wouldn't be in the town report, it would be.
The annual report.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my type work.
Is that considered? I feel like it wasn't that much.
No, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I think 35 speaks to me, but.
So I probably don't know how much all of it.
$10 for that deal.
Would there have been, wouldn't this be taken out of the regular paving fund?
Well, we purposely allocated funds for Davio Place and School Street this past year. Yeah, it was like a specific line item.
By golly, by guess.
I can't believe you didn't remember that, Dan.
Yeah, we were counting.
How far it made you all of it?
They say the mine's the first thing down.
Well, wow.
The normal allocation was $75,000, bumped it up to $100,000, so about $25,000.
So we allocated an extra $25,000. Obviously, this does not cover that gap. Yet there's enough money in the fund. Although are we stealing?
There's enough in the fund to only do School Street and Davio Place and then nothing else, is that?
$58,000 on those two, $59,000.
The paving reserve fund has $185,415 in it.
Right, but the reason we put that money aside every year is so that we can match the funds every 3 years to do another mile somewhere in town.
Yes.
So if we use more than we, more than the extra that we budgeted, we'll be, yeah, stealing from Peter to pay Paul a little bit here.
Let me do some research to see what our match will be for next year on Channel 8. A rough estimate.
Okay.
And then probably go from there.
Yeah, because we are, not that it matters to the state, but we are an extra year out, so to speak, because we got the last paving year early. So, yeah.
I believe it's a 20% match.
Yeah, I mean, maybe talk to Eric.
Yeah, I think it's around $250,000 for a mile, so 20% of that, but let me double check on that. That way we don't short ourselves for next year.
I mean, I'm not opposed to doing this paving.
Yeah, I mean, Davio Place definitely needs it, School Street is up there, but Davio Place is a.
How far up Davio Place are you on?
You know where Rod lives?
I'm sorry?
You know where Rod lives?
Rod Prince.
It's pretty much the end of pavement, you know where the pavement ends?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So before the.
And that's to cover like where the manholes are.
Yeah.
And that's actually the cheaper of the two. I mean, how many people actually use School Street? That's the
I use it almost every day.
Okay.
That's the school street is from 16 all the way up around 2 Bean Hill.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was up past Courier.
Yeah, no, it's all the way around to 16.
Yeah, okay.
Courier.
Okay. Yep.
It's not just from Scroger in Hillman?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, just
that little stretch on Green Hill.
Make it crystal clear for us, Mike, sorry. Yeah. Exactly what would be paid for School Street.
From 16, go up and around and do your loop near the school, and then go out to Green Hill.
So that includes the school driveway then?
That's the town road.
Gotcha.
It's weird how it...
Gotcha, that's the part I...
Okay.
So the school driveway and then down from the school.
We've always plowed it, we've always maintained it.
Yep. Okay.
And I know, I think it was last year, the principal was calling wondering who was responsible for it. Because there was some pretty bad potholes right there at the culvert, you know, the guardrails.
So up past Courier's, school driveway, over, but not including Bean Hill.
Yeah,
not going to pave Bean Hill, right?
No.
Okay.
No, just up to Bean Hill.
Yep.
And do you feel good about, so the lower quote came in from All Things Asphalt, and do you feel good about that?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy used to work for Pike, and he knows what he's doing. I think Derby uses them quite a bit, and a lot of towns are using them.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I think Davio Place is definitely a go. Let's do some research on the school street project. Rogers Road, I'll give the update on that.
Can you make a motion for the Davio?
Oh yeah, sorry.
I just hold off for now.
You want to hold off on it
for... On Davio, too?
Yeah, I'm going to do my research that way. If you do want to approve the other ones, and just do them both at the same time.
Yeah, it would be best to have the same contractor.
Sure, two weeks, it won't hurt.
Yeah. Rogers Road update. John has filed the injunction to say that road is his. Now it's all in motion in the courts. I'm of the mind, as I've made Anne and Glenn aware of already, that we do not work on the contested section in the meantime. I can defer to Mike here, but I think we did work on basically everything but the contested section.
I've only done from Daniel's farm to John's farm.
Right. But if you were so inclined to work on the other side, up to John Kennelly's driveway, I'll leave that up to you. Just to make it very clear that that is in play. So, yeah, we'll see where that lands.
So how do we get there? Do we go all the way around to Jim Rogers'
yep.
side?
Yep.
It's kind of a pain.
Yep.
It's cost the town some more money.
That it's gone from a possible or pending legal matter to a filed in court.
Is it actually in court now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, we got the, we have a copy, it was like 20 pages, so I didn't read it today, but there's 20 pages.
I read some of it. It's,
yeah.
It's an injunction. It stops all work orders until it's supposed to litigation, okay? Litigation probably won't start until all of it works in, so Lord knows how long that's going to take.
But it's finally official.
I'll say it's a petition for an injunction that has been sent to the court.
True.
So the court will have to say yes or no and grant that injunction or not, which has not happened yet because that just happened like today or yesterday.
So as of right now, it's still a town road.
Yeah, as far as we decided
they
last
haven't been granted
last
that
meeting.
Injunction yet, but
yeah.
It would probably be smart to wait and see when it was just yesterday, the 11th, they filed a petition for injunction. I don't know how long it'll take the court to respond and either approve or deny that injunction.
lawyers have to write up our side of the whole story, so that they've got 14 to 60 days, depending on which way it gets served. I don't know if you saw that email.
Yeah, I think we defer service.
Yeah, we did. I did.
Yeah.
And so it's in their court. It's going to be 60 days. They have 60 days to reply to that. So that is, what, 2 months? Lord knows how long after that in the judge's hands before he makes a case.
Well, but before that, it has to be either approved or denied by the court.
Right.
The petition for injunction. Before either a 14 or 60 day timeline starts.
And I'm hoping summary judgment.
Yeah, but me too.
Or the court could throw it out entirely and say no.
Yeah. But at least we're there now. I was hoping it didn't come, but whatever. It is what it is. There's where we're at.
Honestly, maybe that's, you know.
Well, then you also said on the phone that John's looking into trying to sue the town for the road crew harassing him, targeting him.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
So you had brought up in that conversation getting dash cams.
Yeah, because I'm sick of the false accusations.
Yep.
From one person.
We've gone over this multiple times. Scott has wrote up incident reports that were false or never happened. When Leanne was on the board, she asked Scott to write up an incident report for something that never happened, so there wasn't an incident report they got written up about it.
Yeah.
This has been going on for 2 years and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, can you look up the cost of dash cams? I'm certainly not opposed to the idea, Mike.
How many do you need? Three?
At least three. It's getting so bad. We did work on Rogers Road and Scott keeps getting, complaint or, you keep getting calls saying Scott's swearing at him on the grader, so he doesn't even want to be on the grader, so I was on it. So now it's hindering our work because we don't want to keep getting these false accusations against us.
Yeah. So 3 10-wheelers, the grader.
We got 3 10-wheelers and the grader.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could look into pricing on that, I'm certainly.
John says he feels threatened by me and Scott, and he doesn't feel safe on the roads, but he doesn't have a problem coming up to me and having a nice conversation and recording them.
I've been here for 4 years. I've never had a conversation or an altercation with John since I've been here, so I don't know why he feels that way, but that's up to him how he wants to deal with it.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, though, no legal action, no legal petition or action has been filed. Separate but related issue. The only injunction part that was filed had to do with the status of the road section.
I know, Phil, you said when you called me Monday that.
Yep. And I was just relaying the information that John sent to me. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to have that recorded in the meeting.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, and I think it's great that you are requesting the dash cams. That's it's just a.
We're not putting ourselves in a situation to be accused.
Yeah.
Again. We're trying not to.
For what it's worth, there's another town that did put dash cameras in their plow trucks and actually covered them when plowing a vehicle parked on the side of the road in the right of way, and they accidentally hit it. The dash cam video proved that the car was in the right way, could not be seen by the plow drivers. So that helped mitigate that one fairly easily to that town.
Yeah, and assuming our operators, we're sitting right here, are always on the up and up, then I think it could only help us. Yes, I agree.
The only other question that I have, and I'm coming way late into this, because things have been petitioned and whatnot, is all this going to move to executive session? Has the town attorney advised you anything on that?
It could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some conversations may occur in executive session. Doesn't mean people can't talk about it in open meeting too. But now that it is actual legal action, that gives us the right to talk about it in executive session with our attorneys, with the town employees, with the other party if we request them.
Cool.
I did a copy also from that.
Yeah. All right, any other comment on Rogers Road?
So to be clear, we're holding off on anything in the disputed section. Right.
I think Yeah, I mean, if for nothing else, like, I don't want you to go over there and have him yelling at you.
Should we make a motion for that?
It wouldn't be long.
Sure.
Minutes?
Yep.
I'll move that, for now, we hold off on any road work done on the disputed class four section of Rogers Road while active legal.
Proceedings?
It went, proceedings, thank you, Dan, are ongoing.
Alright, I'll second that.
So nobody's supposed to work on it, he's not going to either?
I'll give him a call.
Because you know John as well as we do.
Yeah.
I believe we can only make a motion
For us.
For the town to do that, you know?
And I can make a courtesy call to John, let's say. And he can refer to these minutes.
From what I've read in, from the lawyer, they're putting in contingencies that we don't touch it, he don't touch it, right now, so. But that's gonna be down the road, right now, just stay away from it.
Yeah, we just gotta make sure John Finley knows.
That's not my problem, that's his.
Yeah.
Hold on it?
Nope.
Yep, I seconded it, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good.
So be it.
No, that's just from Finley's, John Finley's to.
Yeah, John Finley's to the barn.
Yep, so the rest is still in play.
Rest is still in play, absolutely.
Just to be clear.
Yep.
Not that need for a house.
Exactly. Alright. Purchase trailer proposal, thawing culverts, seating ditches.
So going back to truck 22, it's been down for 4 months. Went to go pick it up Monday at Viking, not every light on the dash was on, so I drove back to parks. Got an invoice of $14,300. Somewhere around there.
In addition to what they already picked?
No.
Oh.
That's
okay.
The total invoice right now, $14,300.
With all the lights on the dash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
At least they were fast.
So, trailer, I know we talked about possibly trying to get rid of that truck if we ever got it back. If that was the case, right now we have all seasons body, so the conveyor's in the body. I was thinking of going back to like an F600 with a regular dump body with a Fisher in-bed sander. At that point, I don't really want to put the 11,000, 12,000 pound chloride tank in the back of it. One, to rot it out, two, the weight and the stress of it. A trailer would be handy, not only for the chloride, but right now we do seed the mulch and we bring in one of our personal trailers, put the hay and the mulch on it. So all the way around it'd help out. There's a trailer up in Derby. The guy's asking $1,500. It's an older one, three axle, very heavy built. Glenn's got pictures of it.
And you could tow that with the F-250?
F-250, or even if we got, the oil truck back, that could pull it, or, anything could pull it.
Yeah. I mean, it's less wear and tear on the truck and.
And get the chloride away from it as far as the rust and all that.
That too, because they can also set it up for, thawing out collets and just hitch on to go.
Right now, we usually put the chloride tank in the little truck in the camp, so we put it on the 10 wheelers. That sucks out. We put it in and out of the truck, put the 10 wheel on the off, and go all around.
Yeah, I've seen Richard standing up there.
It'll save him some time.
Yeah, I mean, for $1,500, but,
That
could just be proof of concept.
I haven't personally put eyes on it yet, but I'd like to before we actually, if you guys want to buy it. Richard's looked at it. It was one of the surprises in Derby.
And that could just be proof of concept. If it works, whatever, the trailer gets beat up, we buy it, and then maybe we buy a real one.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know if it's homemade or not, but it's really heavily built.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be in favor of that.
Sure. Yeah, right here. It is an old one. But is it triaxle?
Yep.
I mean, do you have time between now and 2 weeks from now to go check it out? And if it looks good to you?
Yeah.
At Instagram?
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, again.
They'll save a lot of time down the road and save a truck, so they can do their work.
It's a lot less.
There's time one truck up all the time.
$60,000 for a truck.
Unless you want to listen to $60,000.
$60,000?
Oh, it's like in the F-250. $360,000 for the time of that, right? That we don't even have yet.
Yeah, I still don't know what money's coming for that.
So we won't make a motion on that quite yet?
No, that's fine. Yeah, go away, I'll go check it out.
Okay.
Make sure it's up to snuff.
Just seems smart for you personally to go make sure it's gonna, yeah, be good truck.
All right, is that, and that covers thong culvert, seeding ditches, that whole line on it?
Yeah, because back in the power culvert, so now we put a tank in the back of the pickup, put the generator, the pressure washer, and water bucket, we're gonna have to add it all. We put it in a ton of trailer and do it all in one shot.
Okay. So now we are to public comment on road update. Is there any? Not seeing any? Move on. John, we're 6 minutes early. Wastewater update.
First of all, I apologize for not getting over here earlier. It's been kind of hectic with both Orleans and Barton.
Yeah.
But the full board's here tonight from Barton Village.
Yeah.
And Gina Lyon is gonna be the new business manager for Barton Village. So my last day's tomorrow, and Gina is taking over.
He's not going far, though.
I'm in Orleans.
He's gonna be a good mentor.
And so I got a call, and looking at how Barton charges Glover. And so I started looking into that, investigating it, and it seems fairly confusing. And I think we have a proposal here tonight that may make things a lot clearer and more stable, easier for Glover, easier for Barton Village. So if you don't mind, I'd like to hand you out. I've never seen one of your bills going to you. I don't know if that's what I got here tonight. I got a calculation.
I can tell you if I see the bills. I don't have something here for you to look at.
Okay.
That was probably, we'll have it twice on the system.
Oh, right.
Your commercial and residential.
And so this is the way you're currently being billed, and the real expert here is Marilyn Prue, who is on the trustees for Barton Village. But what you've been receiving, does this look like the normal bill that you get? I'm just kidding. No, it doesn't. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Me neither.
And so there's a formula there, and it tells you what A is, B is, C is. Which is the cost of operation, maintenance, repair, is A. B is total annual flow from Glover. C is total annual flow recorded at main pump station in Barton. So what makes this really, really confusing, and I think people are having a difficulty with, is there was always a true-up going on from year to year. Sometimes it went up really high, sometimes it went down low. And so you folks are having a hard time billing the customers, I'm guessing, that were on your sewer system.
And budgeting.
And budgeting, of course, and setting up budgets, exactly. So what they did was, if you look at A, so that's 2023, a true up, and you have, there's flows, which is further in the report, which is pages like 2, 3, and 4, but I don't want to, we can look at that later. So A is the total cost of operation and maintenance. B is the total annual flow of 7.743, and that's in million gallons. And then C is the total annual flow recorded at the main pump station, which you are 16.8% of the total for say 2022. And then that comes up to $57,449.
I'll just show them where that is.
Okay.
This page here is the 22 controls, and these are the numbers that come in play over here, 60% of the other pump. So less flow usage the last 2 years.
Yep. So there's meters, metering Glover wastewater, and then there's meters at the main pump station in Barton Village. And so, you know, you can subtract the two, you figure out what Barton Village's is, you figure out what Glover's is. That's the way it's currently working. And just to add a little bit more color to this, you folks and Barton Village entered into an agreement back in 1980. When they first built their wastewater treatment facility. And it was agreed upon that you'd pay X percent of the facility plus the line from the pump station that I guess you guys own or Barton Village owns, I can't remember, and the main line going down to the main pump station in Barton to the facility. And that was all agreed upon years ago back when they put in that facility. I think maybe what we should, or I'm gone, but what you folks should all do at some point is take a look at updating that agreement. It's how old now? 25 and 20, so 45 years old. So you just might want to take a look at that. So going through all of this, basically, the total annual billing is $71,909.26. And the monthly charge was $5,992. So if you multiply that by 12, it comes back to that $71,909.26. And so what the issue was, I think, is the prior year true-up. See, we're at $7,740. Sometimes that can be a lot larger. I think I remember seeing $124,000, Merrill. Yeah, so in the top right-hand corner, back, it is handwritten, 2024, I was close, you had a true-up of $124,880. And that was part of it was a capital expenditure or something like that, was in Maryland. And so you paid your 15% or whatever percent it was at the time, and so that's why you got hit with that great big true-up. So,
because you guys did a bunch of work.
Right, exactly, at the plant.
Yeah,
so
I'm vaguely familiar with
Slackware. Okay, I'm not. So thank you. So it gets kind of complicated and convoluted. I really didn't like this. So if you went to the back page. This is the thought that came out of this. We have audited 2022. Financials, audited 2023 financials, and budgeted 2024 financials, of which we know from the flow charts, which are in this packet, you were 16.8% in 2022, 14.5% in 2023, and 12.5% as a budget for 2024.
That's actual.
It is actual, but it's not audited.
Right.
Okay. So then you have Barton total O&M, which is the $649,600, and then $604,651. And so then that's the total. So then if you multiply that those numbers times your percentage, comes up with $109,134, $87,648, $81,473. So I think that's a much simpler way. So what I'd like to do or put before both the Village of Barton trustees and the Glover Select Board is, so for 2025, what we did is we averages the percentages. So it's at 14.60. We averaged the operation and maintenance costs of 635. And then we averaged the total, the percentage of your costs, the 109, the 87, the 81,000, which comes up to 92,000. So for 2025, so it's basically a weighted average, right? So I was looking at 3 years, so then every year, 1 year will leave, a new year will come in to to this process. And what that does, looking at over 3 years, it smooths out all those high ups and downs. So your monthly charge for 2025 would be $7,729. So that's pretty much what we're looking at, 2026.
I'm sorry, is that for every user on the system, the total?
No.
Okay.
That's for all of your users.
But for, that would be quarterly.
No, that's monthly.
Oh, monthly.
For all of your, I don't know how many users you have.
Yeah.
That, the $7,729.36 for 2025 is what Barton Village would bill the town of Glover.
Correct.
And then the town of Glover would pass those figures on to the users, to the Glover users.
The other reason I kind of like this is we could do this for you at the end of the year so that when you do your budgets, it would be a lot easier for you during the budgeting process to let your customers know the following year what the cost would be.
Because I think what had happened in 2024, it was the true up, and it was that 124,000 for 2024. So I think you guys, had budgeted for that for 2025, and then when it came through, it was like 71,000. So it put you down instead of 10,000 something a month to down to 6,000 a month. So it's just hard for you, and it's hard for us too when we're planning our budget. You know, the difference in expenses and revenue, that type of thing. So we just thought if we did the 3-year rolling average, like, and I did it for 2025, I did it for 2026, and I did it for 2027. And as you can see, you're talking maybe $500 difference for each of the years, instead of having it 125 1 year, 71 the next year, and it's just, it takes out the
big gap.
The gaps.
Yeah, and just to be clear, that's what's coming on the wastewater system over there. Like, we own 15% of it, right? But we don't really have much say in what's going
on.
No,
you do.
Sorry, that was not the right way to phrase that.
I hope it's
to my understanding, it's a slightly outdated system.
It is.
So what's coming down the pipe?
So we're two paths here, right? One is billing, which is what we'd like to convert over to a cleaner, easier, more methodical way of doing it. And then the other is, Barton's currently having engineered a new facility down there. The trustees have hired Aldrich and Elliott Engineering, and they're looking at, they gave like three options, and they've chosen one for the main pump station, and they're looking at expanding the two lagoons and adding a third, as well as some other updates, in order to stay in compliance with state regulations. And so,
is that a Band-Aid or is it?
No. Okay. I think it was 20. It was a pretty long fix. It fixes it for quite a while. Not a Band-Aid. And so, what they're looking at doing, I'm going to throw numbers out here that aren't going to be accurate, but it's looking like it could be around a $10 million project. But after grants, from USDA, maybe some others, they're looking closer around maybe $3 million total is what they're looking at. That's rough.
Yeah,
I see everyone writing, so I'm a little nervous.
I honestly don't care about numbers like on that long of a scale. Maybe I should. I don't know. But
yeah.
I'm just trying to get real answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my thought is, as this process moves through the pipeline, is that this board comes over and communicates with you, keeps you up to speed on where they are in the process, where the numbers are sugaring off, just being a good neighbor. And you, like you said, you're paying 15% of that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I think also we could have Aldrich and Elliott take a look at updating the agreement between Barton and Glover as well. Park Village and Clover, so.
We've included that, I think, we've asked them to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our story, but we certainly will keep you apprised of what's going on at the wastewater treatment facility.
Yeah.
But it is coming, there's no doubt about it.
It needs to.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah, I don't disagree, but you can't just keep doing what we're doing over there.
There hasn't really been many updates over there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would they be able to, Glover, get USDA funds?
For their portion?
Or would the portion just be from us and then they'd be 15% of that?
I would think that because they're just looking at it, the total project, and then they would be included 15%, so they get 50% of the USDA funds, basically.
That makes sense, and probably it's the easiest way.
They'd almost be double dipping if they were able to do that,
but
I like the idea.
Just, you know.
So do you know off the top of your head how many?
147.
You know how many are, I think you do the one, you know how many are residential versus commercial?
The majority of them are residential, of course.
So you have 147, I didn't know that, that's quite a few.
We got 147, possibly 149, so.
And that's West Glover too, it's pumped over the hill, down the hill and out to Barton.
So, when you guys first started talking, and I happened to have a house in the village and a business in West Glover, and the commercial is charged essentially four times residential rate, right? Well.
Yes.
So, last year.
Short answer, yes.
Last year, my house bill quarterly was $229. This year, it's $319. The commercial one last year was $918, and this year it's $1,277.
Percentage.
So when you guys first asked, like, did you see, and we had questioned, because it seemed like after the true-up, what is like the current rates, or at least for first quarter, because second quarter's due the 30th, after the true-up, the rates that we had set may not have needed to be that high, but we wanted to double check. Like, are we sure about this? Because, just to make sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this all sounds right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, sorry, can I ask a question?
Sure, go.
Okay, so if 2025, we're gonna be billed, I've got a few questions. We're going to be billed $7,729 instead of the.
No, what we have told you, what it is. This was an example saying if we had used the 3-year rolling average for 2025, this is what it would have been if we decide that this is the way to go. So you weren't going from $124,000 in 2024 to $72,000 in 2025. So this was just an example.
This is a proposal.
How we can do it.
Of how it would have.
Okay, so nothing's set in stone?
No.
No.
Yeah.
So in 2025, instead of spending 71, if we did this, we would have billed you $92,000 instead of the 71, but it would have taken off that big true-up of the 125.
Gotcha.
So it would make it, and so then like this, if this passed and my numbers are correct, then this fall in December, say everything was fine on this, then your yearly thing would be $92,467.
Divided by 12.
Right. And then in 2027, you know, if these numbers are accurate at this point, it would be $93,000. So it's just a lot easier for us getting revenue in to know what we're going to get, and for you guys to budget what you have to spend. It just equalizes it.
Is this, but since we're already in 2025.
2025 is not going to change. You're paying $5,992, and that's what it is for 2025.
So 71,909 is what happened.
Yes, yep. And it's based off this worksheet.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So I just did it as if we were doing the 3-year rolling average to show you what it would do.
Right. Yeah.
budgeting.
But 20, right, 2025 isn't going to change. What, your $75,992 a month is what it is for 2025.
So if and when these capital improvements happen, that number will go up, but it will, this will theoretically soften the blow because it will be brought up over the course of like 3 years.
Right. And I don't think these numbers are part of the capital.
No. So in that agreement, correct me if I'm wrong, there's something in there as far as capital costs too that you guys agreed to, which I'd have to go back and look at it, Phil.
Yeah.
And like I said, they're going to be back before you to talk to you about all that stuff on the costs and your portion, what's fair, what isn't. It's going to take a look. They'll probably, I'm guessing, Alder Schnelli will want to take a look at history of your usage versus Barton's usage over a period of time, and that's pretty much how they came up with that calculation, as far as I can tell. So it'll come up somehow like that.
So that would be in addition to
the
rolling 3-year
Yes. Yeah.
How long is the project due for? 3 years.
They want us. They want to start looking at it coming right up now. Barton Village has to have a bond vote.
Right.
So that's a pretty big deal, and the engineers and maybe the state will be there, and they'll have to advertise. And there's a whole process for bonding.
Oh, yeah.
And then if it passes, then that really starts the trigger, right? But in the meantime, they need to get it all engineered and get going on.
So you're
out there a little while. So I envision this project once started, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. So you got another year at least to get to that.
Yep.
And then you got 3 years. So you're looking at probably between 4 or 5 years.
I'll be dead by then.
No, you won't. That does well.
Can I ask, on the first page, under 2024 flows budget, that $63,704, that was the actual?
Nope, that is the budget.
So that wasn't what was actually billed last year because that just hasn't finished audited yet.
Correct. Right.
Gotcha, gotcha.
When this gets trued up the way that it is now, it's actually, so this was 2025's budget to you guys,
yes.
But it was a 2023 true up.
Yep.
So the one that you got that for 2024, and it was that large amount, was for a 2022 true up.
Yeah.
Always trueing up late.
Always kind of keep you, and like if we did have a big year with O&M, it's going to not hit you in 1 year. It's going to,
smooth it out anyways.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's going to true up itself, basically.
Yeah.
Be a little more even to each year. And you guys would be for the budget.
Sorry, I didn't get to this before, but I'm assuming if you're letting this smooth out to us, so to speak, that you have the funds to do so. Because somebody's got to pay the money up front, right?
Right. Somebody well,
does,
for us.
Town Barton or.
Right. Well, the Village of Barton, for us in 2024. You know, the $124,000 helped a lot, and then all of a sudden we're doing our budget, and it's down to $70,000. So in our budget, we're trying to think, how are we going to, you know, make this up? Because we still have, you know, this expense.
Yeah, surplus. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, doing it this way, it's more, okay, we can plan on, basically, if we do the 3-year rolling average.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
It helps for rate making for us as well.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense for us, I think, too. Individually, I don't know if we have the bandwidth or whatever. Like, I'd like to audit this ourselves, just for due diligence.
Because it seems like, and this is, I'm not well-versed in this stuff, but the difference of the $63,704 to the actual $71,909 is $8,200, and if you divide that by the number of users, that's like $56 per user in Clover, and definitely our rates. So that's what we're concerned about, like, over, you know what I mean? Am I thinking this wrong?
Well, but each, even though there's 100, when you say 147 users, you mean 147 individual users, which are weighted differently depending on how many bedrooms
that's
are in their house
true.
Or,
yes.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yep.
So we wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Your
right.
Rates,
right. Right. I'm just trying to help her.
Yeah.
And I can ask more about that separately.
If it makes you feel any better, like for our rates in Barton Village, and I have to take away water, but a month, if we use 1 or 2,000 gallons of water, because we have to pay a basic water sewer fee, plus so much per 1,000 gallons of the water that we use that goes through the sewer. So you can talking of a place that probably uses 2,000 gallons. I don't have the figures right here, but it's probably over $100 a month.
A month. We have monthly bills.
Yeah.
You guys have quarterly?
I mean,
we have the option. Like, I have numbers for quarterly.
She's got them all. She's residential and commercial.
She's it both ways. Then.
But we give the folks the option of some prefer paying monthly.
Yeah. So just for budgeting purposes, I imagine.
Some pay quarterly, and then some I get it over with. They pay one fee for both.
Holy.
And they're done with it.
Yeah.
And I show up at 5 o'clock the day it's due.
And how do you guys do the for the capital stuff? Is that just for your users or the whole town?
It's just the users.
Just the users.
So the infrastructure for your wastewater is just the users.
Yeah.
They absorb it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a reserve fund. We try to. I think last year we tried to soften the blow a little bit, but
for the last several years.
But we take that into account. We don't want our villages to die because people don't want to pay wastewater.
Yeah, and I don't want to not pay wastewater. I just want to make sure it's right. It was super alarming. I mean, on a quarterly basis for residential, it was up $89.77 a quarter, and for commercial, $359 up from 2024 over to 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I have those numbers because I have, but like they're definitely the other 145 people also.
Yeah.
Were
no.
Like, whoa.
I get it. But this should help.
I really appreciate you all.
It's like, again, sorry it took us so long to get over here.
All
right. I've got another question for
you.
Several years ago, I remember a gentleman coming before the board and proposing that we do like a smoke test.
Yeah.
Is that going to, would that save some of the flow and then save some of the expense?
Smoke tests. What they do is they put smoke through your system and they try to find where outside water's getting in or illegal connections have been made. So such as sump pumps, such as roof drains, things of that nature, because that all has to be treated if it gets into the collection system. So that's basically what that does.
We did do it in Barton Village 2 summers ago,
yeah.
And we found quite a bit.
You do each individual house?
Yep. Well, each area.
Well, yeah.
They
put it into the sewer.
Yeah.
And then it just comes out.
Yeah.
And it comes out. People are like, what is smoking out of my cellar?
Yeah.
I don't know if you folks are members of Vermont Rural Water. Yes. You are? So they do it for free, I believe.
Actually, there was an email just now where you can look for, I believe, leaks, something different, grant funding from the state of Vermont. I can see if I can find that email and forward it to you. You may have gotten it.
If you can forward it, if it's possible.
Okay.
But so, I didn't recognize it for what it was. So,
does Vermont Rural Water just work with municipalities to do the smoke test for municipal sewer and water?
Yes.
Not individuals or anything?
I don't believe so, no.
Well, but if they're doing municipal, it's gonna
it will go back into the individual.
Well, the reason I ask is, like, we don't have municipal water, just sewer.
Oh, right.
Whereas you guys have municipal water and sewer.
They do both water and wastewater.
Okay.
Vermont Rural Water.
I just know, like, there's been concern at my house and some others in the village. The drinking water, which is mostly springs, and some of them go under the Barton River. And, like, I test my water all the time at my house, and it comes back dirty every time, and we don't drink it. And we assume it's because of the floods and the something under there broke, so I didn't know if that was... But I'm not the only person that experiences that. Like, I know many of my neighbors feel they can't drink their water. And again, it's not municipal water.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering if this Vermont Rural Water people...
I would definitely reach out to them.
Yeah.
Paula Jackson is the one that is the one that's up to speed with on the water side of things.
Yep. Okay. Awesome.
She's very, very helpful.
I'll check that out.
Thank
you for having us. Appreciate it.
And you said they're going to work on the contract between us and Weller?
Yes.
The engineers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
Alder Chanel.
Yep.
Yep.
So the email received yesterday before we move on, I think this question might have already been answered, but I want to bring it up specifically. An additional, what was it, like $4,452?
Yeah, I want to say $4,994.
Sure.
Yes. Something like that.
So that would be in addition to the regular $5,000 whatever, and that would be for a capital investment project.
Was that something Crystal
said? Yeah, did Crystal Courier send you that email?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to look at that. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't answer that.
No, it's okay.
So.
From the email that I received from her, it was for capital, and it was not part of that $5,000. It was not part of our normal loan.
That would make sense to me in my mind.
From what I understand, it's a one-time capital.
Yep.
Capital fee.
Yep.
And period.
Yep.
Yeah. 4994 20.
Is that what she's done historically? Is sent you that, Cindy?
I'm guessing yes.
Yeah.
I think
for a while, but yeah. I want to say yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can read this real quick. I'll summarize. Working with Barton Auditors, there were some costs related to the digester that we were going to get rolled into the large facility upgrade, but the auditors are having Barton capitalize that portion of the project in CY 2024. Since we are capitalizing that and taking it out of our CWIP account, I'm billing the related share to Glover now so that it does not get overlooked for the upgrades in the
yeah.
So that would be a capital.
Correct.
So that's 15% of
the total
cost.
Of whatever that project was.
Yeah, it literally came in yesterday, so I just wanted to make sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
So in light of all this, when the question came up earlier about the differing numbers and why, but 2025 rates are set, is that still going to be the case?
The rates that Glover bills its users, or the rate that Barton bills Glover?
That Glover bills...
Both.
Yeah, really both. I mean, because one's based on the other.
That's going to depend on you guys. We can reevaluate based on knowing now that it's probably not going to go up to $10,000 next year. We can reevaluate, run some figures, and see.
But we will have this 4994 to deal with.
Yes.
You know.
But not on a monthly basis.
But so what you're saying is, in the future, maybe that doesn't come as such a surprise.
Correct. I'd like to do it at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then so we're all on the same page end of year instead of doing it in the middle of the.
Because right now we're gonna have to write a check to you. $4,994.
Right. And then try to collect it from here on out.
Yeah, or put it into next year's budget.
Or put it exactly.
Yeah, whereas this is a really great example of how this could help.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope.
Yep.
Look at this as a positive.
But it sounds like, so our options would be to continue billing users as is and to add to the, you know, the funds versus changing the rate to be lower for users this year.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do.
We have that option. We have the capability. We have that option.
Right.
Do we want to do that in light of the fact that
right.
capital projects are going to be coming?
Yeah.
There's some pros and cons to talking about that, yeah. which is the best course of action
right.
for everybody.
Right.
But that's not.
What is the market charge to us right now? 10? You based the payments on?
59 quarter.
59.92 monthly.
The budget.
Is based on over $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it got dropped.
To $5,000 or $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
Still over. What's coming? They would probably want to keep that up.
Yeah, I think we just keep. I think we just keep putting that into the reserve.
They want to get them so hard when this all comes down.
And I mean, it's basically what they're saying too. Spread it out over 3 years, 3 year average. We can then take what we're collecting this year and put it in a reserve fund and further soften the blow.
Down the road.
It's not going to get any better.
When this thing hits, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for a while.
And it'll give you guys a chance to see how this formula will you know, benefit at the end of the year. And it'll give you guys a chance
just
to see how your budget is going to look
taking your
for you next year.
To balance it out down the road when you guys hit that.
Right.
So what we budgeted and billed on was 10,000 monthly.
Right. But we're only paying six. Except now that we just
got
this
only
one
paying
time.
Six, right. Which would mean that if we go with this method next year, even if we kept going with the rest of this year as budgeted to save to the kitty, next year's rates for users would be lower than this year's.
Yes.
But you can almost stack on a 10% to put in the funds because they know this is coming.
Yeah, or leave it the same or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get to reserve.
It sounds like we tacked on a whole lot more than that by budgeting 10, and at least for this year. And you never know.
It's just thinking of both
long term and town and system as a whole, and also individual residents and you know their concerns, which of course we have to.
With the new formula, though, you will know at the end of the year more how close your budget is versus having to wait 2 years. To do the true up.
Right.
And that's what's costing you guys havoc with trying to figure out how much to charge your customer. This is just, you know, whatever you guys choose to do, but if you leave it the way you have it this year and then see how the formula works for you in a year, then toward the end of next year, you'll be able to say, okay, this is, you know, what we can maybe back our budget, you know.
Are you planning on just three-year balance?
Well, I don't know.
We can do what you want.
The average, the better it is.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what
Yeah, it could be a 5-year.
Do you want a 5?
I didn't have enough information.
We'll start with 3 and we can negotiate and adjust.
Or just stay with that number you got right now and add to it until you hit the 5 mark.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that being said, the longer it is for us, the
easier.
The less good it is for them. Depending on, like, if they have a huge jump 1 year, because they'll be bankrolling us for.
Well, I think the 3 year average or whatever year average, I think it works best for both of us.
Yeah.
Especially for budgeting.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
3 is good.
It smooths
it
out.
I don't know if a longer range would give you that much more of an output. But, you know, it's one of those things that we guess it.
Well, with what's on the horizon.
Yeah.
We just wanted to get away from what had been going on.
But didn't work?
So this is a proposal.
Well, it worked, but boy, it was just hard to make everybody understand how it was.
I'm sure, yeah. So trying to help solve that.
I didn't see all this.
Yeah.
I have now.
It just creates stability.
I haven't had that contract yet, it's updated.
Sure.
Aaron was on that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Any more public comment on the wastewater update?
Real quick, Cindy, do you know what's in our, we've got a reserve fund, right?
Wastewater has a reserve.
The wastewater, what's in there now?
I cannot answer.
We'll take it.
Yeah. We'll take it. Yeah.
So.
I thought, well, it was in here somewhere for.
No,
it's not. It's not. Okay.
That was a mistake that was made, but it's supposed to be, but it did not make it.
I'm just checking. I've got a couple questions. So, one, just the number you guys threw out, the math ain't math. So I would suggest you really look at it. We give you guys the reports of our output. Do we see the reports of your total overall usage?
Yep, they're right in the pamphlet here. I'll give you one.
So do we get a monthly, kind of a monthly usage report?
I have no idea.
That shows monthly what we're getting, you know. And as the analysts, I give reports on a routine basis of what we do. Do we get anything from the town as to what's happening, what expenses are, and kind of a P&L, if you would, quarterly or anything?
We have never received something like that from Barton Village.
No. Okay. Do we have any input or say at the table when capital improvements are made or anything as a percentage owner on it?
I think, and I don't know, I can't speak for you folks, but of course we're a new board too, and we're trying to make it more a joint effort too. We don't want you guys just to, it is what it is, kind of, and have to basically sort of like that, kind of, but we still want your inputs and definitely want to keep you in the loop of what's going on.
So I believe in the original agreement, I think you folks are supposed to meet like once a year.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's ever happened, to be honest with you.
I don't think it has.
It probably did in the beginning.
Right. First few years or whatever.
Echelon went away.
Right. Right. Yes.
It probably did.
So Adam, what did you mean by the monthly, what do you get monthly?
So you guys were talking that we're paying $55.92 a month.
No.
No.
Yes.
$55.92 a month times 12 months, $55.92 times 12 equals, and I'm not saying it's your math, it's not math thing, it's a ratepayer's math, it ain't math. So, $55.92 times 12 divided by 147 users is $456.
You can't go by
the user. Yeah, but each 147 users is just the individual household. Each household is weighted depending on the number of bedrooms.
You'd have to go
okay,
by
so three bedrooms are paying $1,290 something a year.
What's that?
It's three bedroom household. I pay what's my annual $12 something a year. The actual expense is $456.
Based on what? Just as an individual user?
Or yeah. Just taking the weighted average because I pay more as a business than I do as my
what happens when you hit times three on 456?
Why times three? But 1369.
Okay. It gets you closer to that 1297, that's why. But
1277 a quarter is what I pay for commercial. But I don't know if it's the same for Ambo Bay, probably not.
I'm confused as to where you're getting what figure you're looking at.
We can talk to Monday.
Thank you.
Yeah, so there's 147 users, but each one is
built completely differently based on
the school gets charged like for, don't quote me on it, for 9 units. Union House, 27.
It's units.
Units.
Yeah, sorry, not 147 units. Whereas a single home dwelling is 1 unit.
Regardless of the number.
Do you know how many units?
Regardless of, and these numbers were determined before me, and I haven't been able to figure out.
I mean, maybe that's something we should revisit, because is a single home dwelling with
three bathrooms,
five bedrooms and three bathrooms getting charged the same as a single home dwelling with two bedrooms and one bathroom?
So again, Vermont Rural Water may be able to help you with that, because they see a lot of rates and stuff, and they help a lot of people.
I always assumed it was different, but maybe it's not. I mean, that's
unless there's like a different bill going out to every customer, so to speak.
There is a bit. Yeah, single home dwellings will get the $319 a quarter, whereas Barton Garage.
Yeah.
They get charged for 2 units.
Right, and I get, like, my business must be 4 units because it's 4 times.
That is yes.
But all the residential pay the same rate.
A single family dwelling.
A single family home is 1 unit, no matter how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms.
Yep.
1 unit.
And how did you choose 4 units for your business? How is your business set up? Has it got like 4 bathrooms?
Yeah, it actually does. In the whole building.
Yeah, in the whole building.
You got 4 bathrooms in the building.
Uh-huh, but it's a restaurant.
Yeah. Like
so
for the village, like users and units are two totally different things.
Right,
okay, so we might have a apartment house and a single dwelling next to each other. There's two, basically two users, but we would be charged, if this one had 5 units and this has 1, there would be 6 total units there, even though it's only 2 users.
All right.
Okay, so that's how it.
What did you say? Union house is considered 9 units?
Don't quote me on it. 27 for the union house, 9 for the school, yeah, 2 for the Barton Garage. Interesting. Yeah. Right.
Don't
quote me on
those
50 numbers.
But the houses are all the same.
Single family units are one.
Yep.
Okay. And I would talk to Jack. Vermont Water might help.
Oh, yeah.
But Jack might be able to help as well, because he was pretty instrumental.
Wayne Graham is who you'd want to talk to at Vermont Rural Water. For wastewater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. If you want more answers of why, and I would, why certain units were, how it was calculated, I have to understand. But I have no idea why.
All you have to do is go back 45 years and back.
I did try that. I still have more questions.
I think most of them were in their head anyway.
All right. Any other comment on wastewater?
Thank you guys. This is great.
Yeah, no,
thank you so much for coming. We're learning too.
We just figured you guys didn't have enough to think about.